Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Two little kids in camo who were hiding in the flower bed, and now they're like, son of a bitch, there's a fat naked guy there.
Well, they were wearing camo, officer. I couldn't see them.
409-DGS, happy Friday. Go to our Facebook page to vote for me for A-list. So why not? I could try to spin this, but I'm not. I want to win.
Vote for
I can
me.
Only vote once.
Although you've tried numerous times, it blocks you out. That's all right. That's all right.
That's all right.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
We talked a lot about seeing a porn with your mom.
Oh, because of... was that Buttigieg? No.
Hickenlooper.
Yeah.
The other ridiculous last name.
Well,
other...
What's his last name?
Buttigieg?
No, the other one.
Hickenlooper.
What?
Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper's the one who took his mom to see Deep Throat.
All right.
This is second.
How
time
many
around.
Times was he called like Hickenlooper, chicken pooper, Hickenlooper, licking? You know, it's like.
I mean, when you're Hickenlooper, you've got to try to find a Buttigieg to hang out with.
Yeah. So you're. He's so, Buttigieg.
Take a seat.
Spells it like butt. B U T T.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Do you think? Because I do. People won't vote for a guy just because his name is Hickenlooper.
It would like be President a strike Hicken, against him.
We're like, I think it's enough.
I mean, James Polk was like a baby. So,
I think a silly last name is enough to not win
these days. Yeah.
Wow, says a lot about us, doesn't it?
Yeah. But at the same time, Donald Trump is president.
I didn't have a silly last name.
But he was on The Apprentice. Like,
he was a
about
game
it,
show host.
If you clear your mind and just think about it for 1 second, it's like, oh my gosh, he won and he's been president for 2.5 years and everybody loves him. It's crazy because is he a
reality TV star or is he a businessman?
He's both, but I would say he was more of a reality TV star. Just the way he conducts himself.
That's interesting. Also, was The Apprentice, you just said game show host, and that's interesting to me. Was it reality TV or was it a game show?
Well,
it was both.
Yeah, it was kind of you won, and they'd pick a winner every time.
I've just always said reality TV, but it kind of was a game show.
He is taking more and more crap on this McCain thing.
Yeah.
As he should.
Well,
Yeah, he should.
And then
it's a
he looked
thing
like a
into.
Giant baby with Maria Bartiromo because she brought up McCain, and he goes, oh, great. You weren't supposed to bring that up. Great. Fake news. Okay. And she's pretty badass. And she's like, it's not fake news. This is real news. And I never agreed to not bring up anything. And he's like, oh, well, yeah, we had an agreement. So.
Wow.
Wow.
Called her fake news to her face.
That's not fake news.
It's not only is it not fake news, it's only news because he's the one doing it.
Exactly. Right. You want it to stop? You can make it
stop. You can make it stop.
Right away.
It's just interesting to me, like, why do you keep talking about him? He's dead. Like, that's all I need to know. All of your past history, it's not a counterpunch. He's not here. So stop. You're not going to change anything. But there are so many people defending him being a jerk about it. I saw people are giving Annie a hard time for having a problem with the president going after a dead prisoner of war.
That's because those people... There's literally nothing he could do that they would disagree with.
But that's just so like that's so lame.
It is very lame.
I don't know one person that I know that I've talked to about this who doesn't think that he's in the wrong when it comes to this. I mean, even the most conservative right-wing people.
I've personally never seen anything like it. I wouldn't have predicted it, but it's a thing. There are a small subset of people, many of them listening right now, who there's nothing he could do.
Yeah.
That they would not justify.
And I'm not saying that those people don't exist. When I say I haven't talked to him, but what I'm saying is even some pretty extreme right-wing conservatives that I know have a real hard time defending. I have one person did say to me, he only talks about it when he gets asked about it. So it's the media's fault because they keep asking him. But
excuse.
Yeah, he can just say, I'm not talking about it. He doesn't have to take the bait.
Or he could say something statesmanlike and not monstrous, where you say, you know what? We certainly had our differences. I did not like his vote on the Affordable Care Act, but the man's dead. And
right, and he served our country.
Yeah.
A classy thing, and then just move on.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with when the president is like, you know, I don't like the way John McCain, I don't like his policies, I don't like his vote, I don't like what he did. I agree with all that. And the same person that said, well, the media keeps asking him about it, and that's why he keeps talking about it, said that his message has never changed. He says the same things now as he did 2 years ago when he was brought up. Yeah, but I'm with you. Excuses. Yeah. Just don't. Stop taking the bait.
Hello, Ron. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. I just wanted to call in and defend Trump a little bit. When I hear you say that he's more of a reality star than a businessman, I disagree with that just because I think of reality stars are people that became stars because of a reality show, like a Boston Rob or someone from Big Brother or something like that. He had a reality show because he was a successful businessman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was still on 15 seasons of his reality show.
But people knew of him because of him being a successful businessman and being
He's a reality star. I mean, that's my opinion, saying that I think of him as more of a reality star than a businessman, because I think, especially for my generation, we know Trump because of The Apprentice, and we know him because of his Macy's commercials and all of his movie appearances, not because he was some bastion of business.
And it doesn't mean he can't be a good president.
Yeah, that's just my opinion.
Exactly.
But he was definitely a reality television star. You can't argue with that.
I'm not denying that he was not a reality star. I know that he was, and his show was successful, and what a lot of people don't talk about is how much money he raised for charities on that Celebrity Apprentice show.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing to argue about.
No, I loved The Apprentice.
Like Mama June. It's just that he...
No.
And I would like to say, as a reality star, I loved Trump. I loved especially The Celebrity Apprentice. I tuned in every week, so I don't have a problem with it.
I asked that because I think it's very interesting to hear that, because there are a lot of people like Rachel, and Rachel said her generation, I think that has something to do with it. It also has to do with, you know, whether or not you cared about business, you know, like business, or if you're into more pop culture stuff. I think there is a very large percent of people that look at him as a reality TV star. I look at him as a business. When I think of Donald Trump, I never watched The Apprentice, but I've always known who Donald Trump is because of his being a businessman, a mogul in New York City.
Let's fight with Ken now. Hello, Ken.
I was wondering if you guys are drinking or smoking a little weed or what's going on, boys, because Donald Trump is a successful businessman. I don't care how you slice the pie. He got the reality TV show because he was a successful businessman, and they wanted his, what's the right word? They wanted his fame attached to that.
Ken, no one said he's not a businessman. Nobody said he wasn't a thing.
And you guys keep beating the McCain thing like a dead drum. Please.
Literally the first time we've ever talked about it on the show is this segment.
Ken, shut the F up. Look.
Go yourself.
You know what? Go to hell, you piece of crap. Look, we have never brought up the McCain thing once before now. And don't say like we're beating it like a drum. He tweeted over and over again about it. He's talked about it in news conferences. The president creates these problems. Or he creates these advantages, whatever you want to say about it. But he created the McCain thing, not me. And I haven't talked about it once.
No, he's a businessman first, the reality TV show second. Live with it. You know, you're kind of, I don't know. You're wrong, though. You're just wrong.
You're wrong because you're not telling me that Trump is the greatest person who's ever lived. You're wrong. You're just wrong.
I'm not saying that.
Then why do you care if I think he's more of a reality star than a businessman? Why does my opinion on that matter to you whatsoever?
Because you're wrong.
Okay, thanks. My opinion is wrong. Thank you.
Does it matter to you that someone voted for him?
Pardon me?
Does it matter to you that someone voted for him?
I see not what that has to do with anything.
Really? Okay. So now we're really getting somewhere. So you don't care that someone voted for him. That's not enough. You don't care that someone supports his policies. That's not enough. You need someone to carry his water every minute of every day.
No, he carries his own water.
Then why do you disagree with anything he's ever done or said? One thing.
I'm not saying I totally agree with what he said about...
Then tell me one thing.
I just did.
What?
That he was probably wrong to speak about McCain, but I'm not going to beat that into the ground.
And do you acknowledge that this is the first time I've ever brought it up?
I'm not sure if it's the first time you've ever brought it up.
I am.
Say this. I can't speak to that.
Then you shouldn't accuse someone of something if you can't speak to it. Jeez, what the hell?
Hold on a second here.
You accuse me of talking about something so much that I'm beating it into the ground when it's the first time I brought it up.
I'm not sure if it's the first time you've brought it up or not, but I will say this, that your radio station has been on this thing for a week.
Do you understand what we do here? Do you understand what we do?
I'm just going to turn off the call. Because you guys are... I'm worried he's... Not that I'm accusing him, but I'm worried a curse word's going to come out and I'm going to miss it.
There is, for me.
I just find it so interesting that he just admitted he was probably wrong on the McCain thing, but don't ever bring it up. Don't bring it up. We don't need to have a discussion. We don't need to voice concerns. Just keep pretending that everything is perfect.
Let's fight with Ron now. Is this the same Ron that just called or a different Ron? Hello, Ron.
This is Alex.
It's who?
Alex.
Oh, hey, Alex. Go ahead.
Hey, bud. Hey, we having fun yet? This is sounding pretty good. I just wanted to bring up, I am a huge Trump supporter, right? I know he can do things wrong, and just wanted to offer my opinion on why I think people give him so much leeway on this. I think he was wrong when he brought up the McCain, I like heroes that aren't captured thing way back when. I don't really like him talking about dead people. And I've heard other things that I don't like, but he is not presidential. He is not your polished politician by any means. And that's one reason, honestly, I believe he's effective. The guy is effective.
Which I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. He says stupid stuff. He really needs to tweet less. But then again, I'm a big let Trump be Trump because he's getting a lot of stuff done that I like. So just kind of want to let you know, we get a lot of negative stuff.
And Ron, I agree with that. What I don't like is when people like that last guy, I tell to go F himself, and I don't give a F, is when people like that refuse to see anything wrong. It is totally the emperor has no clothes. I can vote for him. I can support him. I can like everything he's doing on policy. I can like the fact that he's a little bit crazy. I like a president who's a little bit crazy. I've been on the air 19 years now. I was on the record with Obama saying we're too predictable. We're too big of pussies. Everyone knows what we're going to do, when we're going to do it. I want someone thinking that we're the crazy guy at the end of the bar who might bite your eye at any time. However, as a broadcaster in 97.1, and look, it's one thing for Dave Glover to take crap. That's fair. When Mark Cox and Annie Fry take crap because they're too mean to Trump, you got a problem.
Because they're not conservative enough?
Yeah, that's... come on.
I can't believe my just little question...
Seriously.
That I thought was interesting because some people
are going to
see...
By the way, the next DGS Live just got a name. DGS Live, go F yourself.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
430 DGS. So the Mueller report is in and complete. Investigation is over. The report has been written. It's been handed off to Bill Barr, the Attorney General. He says that he will read it. He will probably share it with Congress over the weekend. And then at that point, the decision is made how much we get to know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's complete crap if we don't get every word of it. I understand Amen. The whole national security risks and things like that. And you know what? It's like the JFK. I refuse to believe there's a single fact from the 50-year-old JFK assassination that's still going to put us at risk.
Yep.
Like, what were we doing in 1963 that we can't know about that we're still doing?
Mm-hmm. And what do we know about the aliens?
There you go.
I'm sorry.
No, I just think I understand it, but it's one of those, like, can you imagine if you had that, like, with your wife or your friend or your, like, oh, I'm sorry, that's Dave's security. Mm-hmm. It's like, you just say it anytime you want.
Sure. Yeah, it's easy out.
Speaking of the president.
You better be careful.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, watch by the it, way, Tony. someone was mad and said, oh, Dave, can't believe you told the listener to go F yourself. You know what? He's fine. I could apologize. I could be Beto O'Rourke and be like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry. We had a fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had an argument. He was a grown man. He said stuff.
He also
I'm
said
fine.
It to you first.
I'm sure he's fine. If he needs an apology, I'm sorry. I doubt he's crying in his beer. He's yeah. fine.
President,
everyone
agrees.
Grow the F up.
President agrees with you. He wants a Dude, full so public release of...
Yeah.
He wants a full public release of the Mueller report.
Me and Trump.
Which, like you said yesterday, the day before, he knows there's nothing in it. He knows there's absolutely nothing
Trump.
In it. So
he doesn't agree with anything he says.
I can't believe that simple thing turned into that, though.
Cranked him, baby.
Because here's the thing. There's no right answer.
Right.
No.
That was the reason I asked.
Do you
it.
Think of Trump as a reality star or a businessman? There's no wrong answer.
No.
No, it's what you think. There's no fact. There's nothing that we would uncover and be like, oh, yes, it's this. He's both. And it's up to you which one you think he is more of.
And look, I've said many times, think what you want of Trump. Make fun of him, whatever. He's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he started out with money from his dad, he's still a billionaire. He's one of the
is
most...
Is he a billionaire?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He's one of the most famous people on earth.
Mm-hmm.
He did 15 seasons of a number one show. That's 15 more than me. He ran for president. He won.
Mm-hmm.
He is president. And other than his peccadilloes, he's been killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And if the election were today, I would vote for him again. I just don't like it when you cannot step one foot off the reservation and or you get attacked.
And
you know what? I would feel the same way about any public figure. I feel the same way about me. If we're DGS Live and people are like, oh, I love this about the show. And if someone goes, I don't know, I think Sweet 16 sort of, you know, it's well-worn. It's time to move on. If someone's like, get the hell out of here. If you don't like Sweet 16, get the, you know, no, you don't have to love everything about me or Obama or Trump. Just, I don't know. That creeps me out. It's not an intellectual thing. That creeps me out when anyone loves everything about anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird to me.
And
unless it's Dave Murray,
the thing Trump, I think Trump
I'll
goes a little. I think Trump goes a little overboard on his tweets. Oh, so now you're voting for Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Total liberal Tony over there.
Well, how do you make that connection? Oh, so just put Cory Booker in the White House.
I don't know anyone.
No, that's not what I said.
I don't know a single person who feels that way about their spouse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or their parents or their kids. Everyone
yeah,
I know who's a healthy person, like, hey, like if it was being honest, tell me about your wife. Well, I love her to death, but she this, and this. How are your kids? You know, love them to death, but X, Y, Z. And it's no one ever says like, what did you just say about your kids?
Yes.
You know?
So you don't want to get rid of them? You don't want your kids anymore? No.
I also don't think it's helpful. People will say things like, well, it's not helpful to the cause that you ever have a problem with Trump or you say it publicly.
Mm.
I completely disagree. I think what weirds people out who maybe would not vote for Trump is that weird sort of zombie-ish, the you know, Emperor has no clothes. I think that is off-putting to people. I think it's way more attractive mm-hmm. if you say, like me, who is surrounded by liberal comedians and musicians and friends and family, who still says, voted for Trump, vote for him again. You know how much it pisses my son off that I would vote for him again? How could you vote for him? Oh, my God, he's this and this and this. And I will explain to him just as calmly as I explained to that caller. That, look, it's give me another choice. Give me another choice, and I'll look at it.
Sure.
Hello, Dave.
Hello there. It's Friday. Come on, ease up.
Your blood pressure. Calm down.
Which leads me to the number one rule of releasing something. You always do it late on Friday.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this timing.
So people
was...
forget about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Timing was very intentional.
Yep. I agree with Dave. I want to see every word of this thing.
We've earned it.
And I want to read. Yeah, and we paid for it, too.
Yes.
Not only did we earn it, we paid for it.
We paid for it. Yeah.
Every one of those jackasses work for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Man, we keep losing sight of that. We're paying these guys salary, and we should be able to tell them what to do.
And that's what I'd also like to know. What did this cost?
Mm. Oh,
I want to know an exact number.
I think back in the summer, it was only like $300,000.
I was surprised.
Yeah, I heard over
they were
a
keeping it pretty low.
Point. Yeah.
Yeah, and here's what's going to happen. We're going to get leaks. You know we're going to get leaks.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
When you just read that where it said that they were going to give it to Congress over the weekend.
That's when the leaks start.
Oh, my God. When it starts getting in the hands of some of those Congress. Oh, yeah. That's when the leak starts, Dave. That's right.
So, Dave, we going to hold out most of the weekend with this?
50-50 weekend. Today, gorgeous. Do it again tomorrow. Tomorrow's a spectacular day. Put it on the top 10 list. Some cloudiness starts to come in late in the day, but it's a dry day. It's a beautiful day, 62 degrees. The evening Saturday is fine. Some showers, scattered showers moving in late night. And then on Sunday, a lot of clouds around, but still 62 for the high, even with all the clouds. Couple of light scattered showers in the morning, a little better chance of rain. Mid to late afternoon, could even be some thunder. That goes into Sunday night. It's all out of here early Monday morning, and it will be cooler Monday and Tuesday. So it's a pretty fast hit of rain, but Sunday, a little more gloomy than tomorrow will be.
Isn't it so much easier to take, though, when you have these? I mean, a gloomy day now feels sort of atmospheric and like, oh, this is cozy.
Yep, yep, because you know the good stuff's coming.
And especially since it's going to be mild.
So, Dave, give me like a 60-second post-mortem of winter. How was it? I know how we feel emotionally, but how was it meteorologically?
It was long. Started the 1st of November. Yes, we had some breaks. Didn't have a lot of breaks. Rain and snow above average. And overall, probably the toughest winter we've seen since 2013, 2014.
Gotcha.
More like winters probably should be in the St. Louis area.
Are you ready to say that chances are real good that no more like accumulating snow? Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on.
Well, what do you want for an accumulating
more
snow?
More than 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah, I think we can probably put a fork in that. But I'm not going to put a fork in that we will not see any more snow, or we could see a dusting or coating an inch, something like that.
Now,
that's
he's
not out
defensive.
Of the question yet.
Yeah. He's not going to commit.
Just laying it down. I think the polar vortexes are done.
Oh, no.
Not the supermoons, though.
Yep.
They're just rolling those things out.
The supermoons just keep coming every month.
What about the bombogenesises?
Yep. Yeah.
I went outside during the supermoon, and it was very pretty.
Yep.
But I just felt like I wasn't giving it enough.
It was pretty bright.
It wasn't super enough?
Yeah.
It was pretty super.
Yeah, it was pretty bright. It was very bright.
Wait, the moon, or you weren't?
Like, the moon
You weren't giving the moon all it deserved.
I wasn't giving the moon all the respect it deserved.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Okay. Because it wasn't quite super enough for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess some kind of
really pretty.
That's all lousy with supermoons.
I was going to say, there'll be another supermoon in about 30 days. So don't worry about it. If you want to believe the website PolitiFact,
I do.
As of September 30th of last year, so some time has passed, the direct costs of the Mueller investigation were up to $12.9 million.
Ooh.
If you add in the direct and indirect costs of the investigation, works out to $25.2 million. That's as of September 30th, 2018, and they have a very detailed spreadsheet of
Here's the thing,
where they have that money.
This is coming from, I don't think the investigation ever should have happened. I don't think there was anything there. I think Trump is goofy, and I think he surrounded himself with even goofier people. But I don't think there was anything to this. Now, I will find out very soon whether I'm right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, though, let's take the 12 million figure. That's like nothing.
Oh.
I mean, it's 12 million more than I wanted to spend on it.
Yeah.
But for the government,
they drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
They're doing studies every other day that cost
and
more.
And it's
than
also
that.
The best thing that'll ever happen to Trump if there's nothing in there.
Yes.
Because now, let's just assume that there's nothing bad in there about him, which I believe is going to be the case.
Mm.
The next words that Schiff or Cummings or anyone says, like, oh, well, and there's going to be a tsunami of backlash. Like, look, idiots, you have spent enough of our time and money on this chase. Stop it.
Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Yes.
I'm interested to see, this might sound dumb, but what Saturday Night Live does if it's a whole bunch of nothing. Because if you watch the show on a regular basis, they seem to have some sort of inside scoop on the Mueller report. And it's been a recurring theme. He's going to get you. He's going to get you. Robert De Niro's playing him. And, you know, Trump obviously lashes back out at them. But I'm really curious to see how that would pan out, because they've been very smug in their slant to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just you guys wait.
So, Dave, your prediction is nothing.
I think that it's going to be incredibly detailed and comprehensive, but I think there's going to be nothing there. Mm. And the reason I think this, I do not think that Trump is a paragon of virtue. He's Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm not married to him, so I don't care about his infidelities.
Mm-hmm.
I am not in business with him, so I don't care about whether he is a brutal businessman or doesn't pay this person or that. I don't care. But I just don't think that his machine was smart enough, well-oiled enough, or anything enough to really collude or conspire with Russia. Did Don Jr. have a weird meeting? Yeah. Are they capable? I mean, God, now I sound like one of them. Hillary Clinton paid millions and millions of dollars to get this fake dossier, to get the whole thing going with the cooperation of Russians. If they found something like that, that would be really big. Obama said to Medvedev, hey, tell Putin, once I get reelected, we can start doing our thing again. It's so hypocritic. It's so Pollyannish to act like everyone doesn't do everything they can to win. Opposition research, talk to Russians, talk to Jews, talk to Iranians. Come on, for the love. Now, you show me proof that there is a real conspiracy, burn him. But if not, there's a giant apology owed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big day in the news. We now know that the Mueller report is finished and has been handed over to the Attorney General. He says that he will probably notify Congress of the principal conclusions as soon as this weekend. I bet we start getting leaks tonight. Also, Twitter is going crazy because there is police activity outside of the Ecuadorian embassy where Julian Assange lives. And there's been rumors he's going to be extradited. And supposedly, they're reporting there's also like a DOJ plane over there waiting.
Ooh.
That would be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big weekend.
Big weekend. I'm kidding.
Who's his girlfriend? Is it Pamela Anderson?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
What a strange question.
They're kindred spirits.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember.
Who's Julian Assange dating?
I was trying to remember who this is.
It's a little weird that it's Pamela Anderson.
It's a lot weird. Yeah. Anyone got anything?
Pamela. I mean, we could do the today's top headlines if you wish.
Why not?
I thought of you, Dave. Today, Papa John's named Shaquille O'Neal as its newest board member.
Board member? Not even spokesman.
He doesn't miss, man.
He will also invest in 9 locations in Atlanta. Currently, O'Neal owns a Krispy Kreme donuts franchise and 27 Five Guys burgers and fries.
27 of them. And he also, when he became a spokesman for The Ring... he bought into that. He's like one of the main owners, I think, of that company.
I know you hate him, Dave, but
doing
he's
something,
a smart
right?
businessman.
No. I hate him because I'm jealous.
Mm. Is let's he more just... of a businessman or more of a basketball
yeah. player? Oh, let's...
boy.
I don't know.
I know
what
you're
saying.
You're just wrong.
I'm one of the few people who will be honest about that. I don't need to make up reasons I hate someone. Yeah. I can be honest. I'm jealous. Because everything he touches turns to gold.
Yeah. He's good at it.
He's just kind of adorable.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry he is.
Dude, let me point out he's a grown man.
Yeah. Oh.
Forget it.
Never mind.
Kind of have the ultimate zoo news here. If you've ever wanted to own a zoo full of animals, you're in luck. For just $14.2 million, you could own a zoo in York, Maine. It's called York's Wild Kingdom.
That sounds awesome.
Still on the market, been on sale since February. Mm. I was thinking we could maybe do like a GoFundMe and get a DGS zoo
yeah.
going.
Mm. Be the DGS
But I
Mark
guess
zoo?
Not if you don't want to.
Mark. What was that movie? I Bought a Zoo.
We Bought yes. a Zoo.
Yeah, that didn't look fun.
No. And also didn't do too well at the theaters, I don't think, but that'll happen. I've got one. Miller, Coors, Sue's, Anheuser-Busch for this whole corn syrup thing. Remember the commercial?
Oh, yeah.
They're going nuts, and now they're saying, you know, that they don't use it and because they... The big, you know, barrel comes up and they go down the street. So there's a lawsuit going on. Then they're going back and forth. So nobody's ever happy with anybody else.
Why would they have said that if there isn't any?
Because they said the way the Miller people said is that it's used
in the manufacturing.
In the manufacturing,
oh,
right? So it's
I
not
want my beer
actually,
to be totally healthy.
That's yes.
I want my beer.
I'm
to
not
going to
put that
corn
crap
syrup.
In my body.
Yep, just give
you
it to
me
all.
I want organic beer.
What do you do here? An 82-year-old man who says he was desperate when he robbed an Illinois bank has been sentenced to 10 weekends in jail.
Oh.
Federal Judge Phil Gilbert told Arthur Bays, who is 82 years old, that he's never seen a criminal as old as him and that he struggled with a sentence. Bays had a toy gun in his waistband when he demanded money from a teller at State Bank of Whittington in Benton, Illinois, last July. He walked out of the bank with $12,500. And the judge today, I think today or yesterday, sentenced him to 10 weekends in jail. What do you think?
It's a tough one because my gut reaction is like, oh, let him keep the money and let him go. Mm-hmm. But what if he were 62, we'd be like, throw him in jail.
Absolutely.
What about 72?
Yeah.
Like, where's the cutoff?
I couldn't agree with you more. If you're 15, goodbye. See ya.
Oh, I forgot who we had in the room.
You're robbing a bank.
15, just execute him.
You're just robbing a bank.
What
if you rob a bank.
If you don't say happy Halloween.
Oh, it's hanging right there.
It's
just blow them away.
I wish Jill Devine was here to read this because she sounds so cute. The minute they touch your property, if they ain't saying happy Halloween, you blow them away.
There you go. Yeah.
Minute they touch your property.
Words to live by. So what if he's 182 years old? You break the law. You got to pay the consequences.
Well, and just because it was a toy gun, nobody knows that.
Right,
what
absolutely.
What if an armed security guard decides he's going to take him out
absolutely.
And hits somebody else or kills him? This old man only has a...
Exactly.
Now the other thing is...
Guns being fired?
He might enjoy it if he was in a nice jail. He might like that better than coming in every weekend.
So what's he doing during... What's he doing during the week that he can only go in on
weekends? If it's hard for him to get around and then he's got to lug himself down to the jail every weekend... I'm just brainstorming.
Let's put him in jail and see if he likes it.
This very old man may love prison.
Hey.
They do. They request it. I'm
trying to find a solution here.
Yeah.
Is it a very nice jail?
As long as he's happy.
Well, if he was desperate, like they said, he's so desperate.
He said he was desperate.
Yeah. Well, then we're giving you a place to live and
he's got
three
a roommate
outs
now.
And a
con.
I think the backstory.
Sometimes I wrestle in the shower.
You don't think he'd have fun shopping at the commissary? Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.